Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chapter 1, Madhyakanda, Text 349. The Lord has told his students all about Krishna, and then he's challenging them to argue or refute his explanations. It all started with a question about Sanskrit Dhatu. One student of Sanskrit, one of his Shishyagan, innocently asked a question about the Sanskrit Dhatu, and then little did he know that he would get an entire dissertation dumped on his head. And the dissertation was the philosophy of Krishna consciousness in a nutshell, Sambandha Gyan and Abhideya, and portion of Prayojan. And after describing Dhatu in every possible way except in terms of Vyakaran, Dhatu means Atma, Dhatu means Krishna, Dhatu means Paramatma, Dhatu means the body. So many things he explained without answering the question in relation to Sanskrit. Then after giving this whole explanation of bhakti and chanting and serving the Lord and Shravanam and Kirtanam and Padasevanam and Archanam, which the Lord explained all these things in his discourse, then he said to the students, can you bring anyone here in Navadvip who can challenge my presentation, who can argue or defeat me or refute me? And at this point, the students didn't want to fight City Hall. They said, no, Vishambhara, this is really good, whatever you said. And they said, Yateke vakana tumi sava satyahai sava ye udesha pari tara artanai. The student said, whatever you have explained, Vishambhara, is perfectly true. But the aim for which we study is different. In other words, we have enrolled in this Sanskrit school to learn Sanskrit, not religious philosophy. This Sanskrit school is non-sectarian. We were told by the dean that no one would teach religion here. This is a Hindi high school, Hindi Sanskrit school. And you've been teaching nothing but religion lately. So now the Lord replies, Prabhu Bali, Kaha deki amare sakal, vayu va amare kariyache ye vival. Vishambhara Mahaprabhu said, could you explain everything to me? It seems I have been overwhelmed by a disorder of the nerves. Because previously, a few episodes ago, before, we had narrated how the students themselves, after he went into this, dipped into this preaching of Krishna consciousness the last time during the session, school session, then when he was concluded his preaching, then they were very vocal about it. And they said, and they were speaking among themselves and saying, he's acting like a murkha, he's acting like a fool. It appears his life, his vayu, his life airs are disturbed. Then they went and complained to Gangadas and said, your teacher's gone haywire. He's telling us all this religious stuff, and we came to your school to learn Sanskrit. So then Gangadas reprimanded him, and then he came back. You know, everyone's been here, they know. So now the students aren't saying it, they're quiet, they're mum. But Mahaprabhu is saying, yes, I think actually there's some disturbance. I have some Ayurvedic disturbance. I have some disturbance of the nerves. And then he goes on, Vishambhara says, Sutsarupe kon vritti karye vakan shishyavargabale sabe ekaharinam. My dear students, what import of the Sanskrit sutras did I explain today? The students replied, Shishyavarg Bali, you have explained the name of Hari in all of them. Whatever Sanskrit you've told us is nothing but Hari, 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 Hari. The students go on. Sutravritti tikaya vakana Krishna matra bhujite tamara vakya keva achi patra. You have explained that Krishna alone is the meaning of the Sanskrit sutras and the meaning of the tikas and the meaning of everything. But who is qualified to understand your explanations? In other words, we don't understand a damn thing you said. Bhaktira shravanaje tamara sihaye tahate tamare kabu naragyana nahi. By the transformations you undergo while hearing about devotional service, one can never consider you are an ordinary human being. Now they're giving the feedback. The students are giving the feedback to the teacher. The teacher was beside himself. He wasn't antarchit, because he said he was an internal consciousness. He was relishing the madhurya of Krishna. Then he came into this mood of audharya, which was also internal, of distributing the sweetness in a generous way, a magnanimous way. So then he started to distribute the sweetness by giving these teachings. And then after that, then it says bahya, that Vrindavan Das Thakur said. Then he came to external consciousness and said, after that preaching, as the preaching was all done from the internal level, the audharya was being expressed from the internal level. He was in internal consciousness. He was not anywhere. He was in preaching samadhi. He was in samadhi, prachar samadhi. Then he came to external consciousness and said, was I teaching okay? Was I teaching Sanskrit? Is it all right? And then, so now they're saying, well, okay, you want to know the point? Everything you were saying was all hari, hari, hari. And then not only that, you were in some kind of, when you started relishing the sweetness, the hari madhurya, the Rupa Madhurya, the Leela Madhurya of your Hari, then you exhibited sattvic vikars. You started trembling, and your voice choked up, and you were crying, and your color vipatu, your body was changing color. You became pink. Your golden face turned pink. We observed all these things. Where did you hear? Where did you hear about devotional service? Where did Mahaprabhu hear about devotional service? Ratna, ding dong. Ratna Garvacharya. He went from door to door challenging Brahmins. And then he went to Ratna Garvacharya's house, and Ratna Garva started reciting Bhagavatam. Shlokas about Krishna's beauty with his peacock feather and his mor mukut, all these things. And then Vishnubhar Radha Rani heard the beauty of Krishna and submerged in the ocean of Madhurya. And then coming out of that, he adopted this mood of audharya. Because there are two sides, there's two parts of the same ocean. So in the audharya mood, he started preaching Krishna Katha, which is another way of relishing Krishna. Relishing Krishna's Nam Rup Gun Leela in internal bhavs and ecstasies, that's called madhurya. But then also relishing Krishna's Nam Rup Gun and Leela in preaching, that's called audharya. Audharya Leela, Madhurya Leela. So he was in both. It's all relishing. It's Radharani relishing. Radharani's preaching. That's audharya leela. Radharani's relishing. That's madhurya leela. Radharani means Krishna in the form of Mahaprabhu, relishing Radhabhav, Mahabhav. Relishing the bhav and then distributing the bhav. So now the students are saying, listen, what we saw, we can't consider you an ordinary human being. Then hearing that, Vishnubhar's reply to the students, Prabhupada, Kon rupa de kaha amare, paduya sakale bale, jata chamatkare. The Lord said, well, in what form do you regard me? What form do you think of me? What is my form? What do you think? Kon rup, kon rup de kaha amare. The students said, as the perfection of all excellence. That's an interesting translation. Paduya sakale bale jata chamatkare. Very interesting translation. Because the word is chamatkar. Chamatkare in Bengali and Hindi is the same. Sakale bale. Paduya sakale means all the students. Paduya. Paduya means students. Sakale all. Bale said. Jata chamatkare. Chamatkare means what form? What is chamatkar? Bewildering? Amazing? Astonishing? What does it mean in Hindi? Chamatkar. You don't know. You never heard the word chamatkar.
Astonishing.
I said astonishing, magical. Bewildering, astounding.
Magical.
Astonishing.
No, it's magical. It's a sort of thing. Chamatkar.
Magnificent.
Magnificent. Beyond our comprehension. Do you understand comprehension? Beyond our thinking.
Yeah.
So, but here it's saying it's perfection of all excellence. Anyway, they're basically saying it's beyond us. What form? He's asking, what form do you see me at? Some kind of chamatkar rup. Some kind of astonishing, amazing thing that we really can't figure out. Magical, amazing thing. Jay Kampa, now what is that now when we hear a description? Now they're going to describe this amazing chamatkar rup they saw. Jay Kampa Yeyashu, Jeva Pulaka Tomar, Amara Tukota Kabu, Nahi, Deki Ar, which we already mentioned, when he was relishing the Madhurya, appearing these Madhurya shloka, these shlokas from the Premi Bhakta Ratnagarbha, then he relished the Madhurya Lila, the Madhurya Bhav, Madhurarati, Mahabhav, and all these symptoms came. The student said, "We have never before seen the tears of love which you just showed. We have never seen such shivering and hair standing on end that you just manifested on hearing the shlokas describing the beauty of Krishna from Ratnagarbha Charya. Kali tumi punti jabe chintaha nagari takana padila shloka eka vipravari. When you were teaching us yesterday in the town, a pious brahmana recited one verse." Now they're recollecting, because that happened, then he came out, he came into external consciousness, he was in Madhurya, then he came to Audari and preached, then he came to external consciousness and tried to teach us Sanskrit, but it didn't work, and then he went back into speaking about Krishna. And Lord Chaitanya is saying, "Well, what's going on?" They're saying, "Listen, this is what we've observed. You're really, this is what happened." So now they're recounting. It's a flashback to Ratnagarbha Charya. Bhagavata shloka shuni haila murchita sarvange nahi pran amara vismita. The student said, after you heard Ratnagarbha Charya recite a verse from Bhagavatam, Bhagavat shloka, you fell unconscious, murchita. That's the eighth symptom of astak bhas, pralaya. Pralaya means devastation. Devastation means you crash. First you tremble, and you change color, you tremble, you choke. Your hair stands on end. And all these different things. And finally, this becomes so intense. If they all happen at once, then you faint because you can't deal with it. You faint. Can't deal with the transcendental emotions, the rush and flood and tides of love overwhelm the heart, and one becomes unconscious. You fell unconscious. We were vismita, amazed to see that there were no symptoms of life visible in your body. Sarva ange nahi pran. Sarva ange, your arms, your legs, your face, your eyes, your ears, your fingers, your chest. There was no movement of pran. There was no idea. We could not perceive that you were alive. You appeared to be dead. Chaitanya Pahyapuna Jekaila Krandan Ganga Jainasya Haila Ganga Jainasya Haila Milan. The way you cried after regaining consciousness, it appeared that the goddess Ganga had manifested there. This is very interesting, because previously when we heard that the actual Leela was happening, where Mahaprabhu came to the door of the house of Ratnagarbha Acharya, and they met, immediately the Brahman was reciting Bhagavad Shlokas, and Lord Chaitanya heard, and then he told him, "Go on, recite more, I'm in ecstasy." Then, seeing how he was receiving the recitation, then Ratnagarbha recited more Bhagavad Shlokas, and Lord Chaitanya went deeper into ecstasy. That's only described briefly. But the students who are observing this chamatkar, amazing, astonishing display, they kept it to themselves. Like, you may see something but not talk about it. "Did you see that car accident?" "Oh yes, I saw it." Then a few days later, "Hey, what was it like? What was that car accident?" "Oh," and then you say, "Oh, his head was over here, his leg was over there, car was up." And then you go on for a half hour describing all the gory details. So now later, several days later, the students are describing in great detail what they observed in their Sanskrit teacher lying on the doorstep of Ratnagarbha Charya. "Oh, you want to hear what we saw, what form we saw? You're asking kon rupa? Dekaha? What form I saw? What form we saw? Well, we'll tell you what we saw. It's really chamatkar." And the translator says, "The perfection of all excellence." Well, that's obviously, it is a perfection of all excellence to display all the sattvic bhavs and mahab and pure love of God. That's the perfection of human life, to be absorbed in bhakti ras to such an extent that one becomes totally ecstatic. They go mad for Krishna. Chaitanya Paya Puna Ye Kaila Krandan Ganga Jain Asya Haila Milan. So they're saying, "You are crying so much that you flooded the whole place. It looked like goddess Ganga came there. Sheshe Jay Vakampa Asi Haila Tomar Shatajana Samarta Na Haya Daribhar. When you ultimately started shivering, even 100 persons could not hold you still. So now we don't. This is what happened on the doorstep in Ratnagarbha's house. He was trembling so much. Romancha kampa ashu taranga, like this. Kampa, trembling. Shatajan. We say shata means like we say, what was it? Sahasra shata. Shata means 100. 100 samarta. 100 jana. They couldn't daribar hold you. Then what more? Then here's what more they saw. Apara mastaka hoila pulake unati lala gharma dulaya vyapita gora murti. The hairs of your entire body stood on end, and your golden form was smeared with sweat, saliva, and dust. Lala gharma dulai vyapita gora murti. Gora murti. Gora. Gauranga Govinda Radha Gora. The murti was smeared. I mean, he was sweating, perspiring so heavily and rolling on the ground. And sweat and saliva was pouring from his mouth, and his body was covered with dust because it's all stuck on his body. He was sweating and trembling. This is the form. This is the chamatkar roop that they saw. This is our Sanskrit professor? What is going on? Apurva bhavaye sabha deke jatajan sabhe bhalina e purusha narayana. Everyone who saw you was struck with wonder. Apurva bhav. Apurva bhav. Unprecedented feelings. Unprecedented. Apurva. Unprecedented. Never before seen feelings. Bhav. Emotions. Everyone was struck with wonder, and they said, "This must be God. This must be God. Who else could be like this? Purusha Narayan. This person, this Purusha must be Narayan. Narayan." And someone else said, "Kehabale Vyasasuka Narada Pralad Tan Sabara Samayogya E Mata Prasad." Someone else said, "The mercy he has received is comparable to that received by Vyas. Vyasadev, Shukadev, Narad, and Prahlad. Sabe mele dharilena karaya shakati shaneke tamarasi bhaya hoilamati." Then with all their strength, everyone held you still, and shortly afterwards you regained external consciousness. Esab britanta tumi kichui na jana najana ara kata kahi taha chitta diya shuna. You do not know all these incidents. Now please hear attentively what we have to say. Because he was out, see, he was in internal consciousness. He didn't know what, he was like lost in his own samadhi, prem samadhi, mahabhav. He doesn't know dust or no dust or sweat or no sweat or trembling or anything. Dina dhasha dharikara yateka vakyan sarva-shastre shabde krishna bhakti krishna nam. So that's one thing. We saw this chamatkar roop, this amazing, unbelievable display. And everyone thought it was Narayan, and 100 people couldn't hold you, and you made a real fool of yourself, rolling all around the ground. And what a sight. Not only that, now let's get back to the classroom situation. Since the past 10 days, you have explained that devotional service to Krishna and the holy name of Krishna is the meaning of every word of every shastra. All the Puranas, all the Itihasas, all the Vyakaran, all the Kavi, everything. It only means this. Naya Shastra, everything only means this. Krishna Bhakti, Krishna Nam. Sarva Shastra Shabde. The sound, vibration, all the Shastra, it only means Krishna Bhakti and Krishna Nam. Nothing else. Dasadina Dharyaji Patavara Vahai Kahite Tomari Sabe Vasi Bharavai. For the last 10 days, Professor, our studies have been held up, but we were afraid to inform you of this. In other words, for 10 days, you've been out of your mind. You've been totally absorbed in Krishna Prem, and I don't know what all else, and we've been kept quiet. But now we can't keep quiet anymore. Shabdera ashesha art tamara gochar yeva kanahasitaha ki dibe utar. Students go on. You know the unlimited meanings of every word. Who has the power to contradict even your light-hearted comments? Prabhu Bali. Dashadina patavad jai? Tabeta amare sabe kahite ju jai? Your studies have been held up for 10 days? Why haven't you informed me of this? The professor said, Paduya sakala vale vakanuchita satya krishna sakala shastrera samhita. The students replied, your explanations were correct. The purport of all scriptures is that Krishna is the absolute truth. Haribo. Now they're seeing eye to eye. The student and the teacher are seeing eye to eye. Yes. Confirmation. Agreement. Acceptance. Sharanagati. The guru's teachings are finding success. He gave Sambandha Gyan. He gave Abhideya Gyan. Now he made his moves on the chessboard. Now the next move is yours. Will you surrender or not? Will you dedicate your life to the service of Krishna or not? Do you accept Krishna as the absolute truth and nothing else or not? The purport of all the scriptures is that Krishna is the absolute truth. Satya Krishna Sakala Shastra Samihita. Hita means benefit. Sam means complete benefit. The purpose, the benefit, the value of all the shastras is Krishna is the truth, and the truth is Krishna. And the truth shall set you free. Adyayana ese sakala shastra sar tabe jena laidosha ama sabakar. Muleyeva kanatumi. Gyatavyasa ise tahatena layachitta nija karma doshe. Students go on. This is real study and the essence of all scriptures. And it is our fault if we do not accept it. Whatever you have explained, Vishwambhara, is fundamental truth and the only knowledge worthy of the name knowledge. It is due to our own misdeeds that we do not accept it. Interesting. Due to our karma dosh, nija karma dosh, nalaya chitta. We're not accepting this in our chitta, in our consciousness. We're not embracing this, surrendering to this, accepting this because of our dosh, our fault, our dirt, our contamination, our parabdha, our sins. Yesham tantakatam papam jananam punyakarmana te dvandvamo anirmukta pajanti mandridavratam. Krishna says in Gita, Yesham Tantakatam Papam, when the papa or sin becomes diminished, then one can embrace firmly the path of bhakti, Drida Vrata. So they're saying. And the purport is told here. This is a that Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is paraphrasing what the students have said in this verse. Shishigan said, although the only aim, intention, and purport of all the scriptures is to understand Krishna. This is the students giving a paraphrase. Although the only aim, intention, and purport of all the scriptures is to understand Krishna, due to our own offenses, we do not accept your scriptural explanations based on Krishna. Actually, our only goal is to realize the meaning of the Sanskrit words in the way you explain and have explained. But due to the fault of misfortune of our minds, we are incapable of grasping the true purport of the essence of all scriptures as explained by you. So this is Bhaktisiddhanta rephrasing what they said. Now the Lord said, or Vishnu, Vrindavan says, Parujara vakye tushta haila thakur kahite lagila kripa kariya prachur. Vishwambhara Mahaprabhu was pleased on hearing the student's words. Out of compassion, he began to speak as follows. So this is the main operating principle of the Pracharak. This is the main principle. It's compassion, care, concern, love, affection, desire to help, desire to improve, desire to elevate, desire to save. Selfless mood, compassion. Prabhupale bhai sabha kalila susatya amara e sabakata anyatra akatya. Vishambhara Mahaprabhu said, my dear brothers, whatever you have said is true, but do not tell anyone what I have said. Krishna varna ek shishu murli bajai sabbe deki tahi bai bali sarvatai jatashuni shravane sakala krishna nam sakala bhuvana deki govindara dham sakala bhuvana deki govindara dham. Vishnubhara said, O brothers, I speak in this way because all I see is a blackish complexion child playing on his flute. I hear only the name of Krishna, and I behold the entire world as the abode of Govinda. Right? Krishna Varna, because he's this, of course, to us it doesn't mean much. But to them it means a lot, because Varna is a term in Sanskrit studies and Vyakaran. So the varnas, the syllables. So he's saying, Krishna, I only see ek varna. There's only, and another meaning of this is Krishna varna ek. He's saying that all the varnas are black. They don't exist. There's no Sanskrit varnas. Black, Krishna means black. Black means void, means non-existence. Krishna varna ek. There's just one, everything, nothing exists except this one thing exists. All the varnas, all this. One varna and all the Sanskrit varnas are black. They don't exist. They're a void. They're empty. They're dark. And the only varna that exists, the only thing that exists is Krishna. Krishna ekavarna. Krishna varna. Shishu. And what form does this varna take? Is it black? Black means no. In the blackness, there's no shape. In dark night, there's no, you can't see anything. Blackness, you can't distinguish form. When the lights are out, you can't see the form of the chair, the table, the TV. It's amorphous. No form. He's saying Krishna varnaik, so there's no, everything is blank, everything's dark, there's nothing, there's no varna, there's only this varna, but this varna has a shape. What kind of shape? Oh, such a nice shape this varna has. Shishu. Shishu murli bajai. It's shishu. Shishu means a cute little boy, a shishu. And murli bajai, he's playing the murli. And sabai deki, oh brother, you should see this. This is the only sarvat, this is the only thing worth seeing. And then only that, shuni shravani sakala krishnanam. What does he say? He says, I only hear krishnanam, I can't hear. Da 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 gha, ka 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 ga ma. I can't hear anything. Any varna, any akshar, anything I can't hear from Sanskrit, only krishnanam. Then sakala bhuvana deki govindara dham. And what world? I don't see this world. I don't see Navadvip. I don't see Mayapur. I don't see this classroom. I don't see this college. I don't see this Sanskrit school. What do I see? The Bhuvan. What is the Bhuvan means this world. What do I see? The whole world, what I see is Govinda Dham. Deki Govindara Dham. It is Govinda Dham. Anand Krishna Dham. Right? They have these guest houses. Anand Krishna Dham. So this is the original. This is Govinda Dham. And you can only see Govinda Dham when your eyes are framed. So this is what he's telling. And so then Siddhanta Saraswati paraphrases. Sri Gaurasundara is saying, I am always seeing a blackish complexion young boy attracting everyone with the sound of his murali. Since I constantly see him only, I always chant his name and sing his glories. The sound vibration that enters your ears is simply the names of Krishna and the material world, the field of enjoyment that you are presently seeing around you is not actually a place for your enjoyment. It is actually Vaikuntha Goloka, the place of Krishna's enjoyment. This is Krishna's house, not your house. And your wife is not your wife. Your wife is Krishna Dasi. She's a servant of Krishna who owns your house. And you're not the enjoyer. You're also Krishna Das. And you and your wife together are supposed to serve the master of this house, Radha and Krishna. Banki Bihari, Gaur Nitai. Your wife is not your Seva Dasi. She's Krishna Dasi. She's a servant of Krishna. This is the world. The world is Govinda Dham. The house is Govinda Dham. Everything and everyone in the house is meant to serve Krishna. He's the lord of the house. This is my house. Listen, Kishori, I bought this house. If you don't like it, out. Acha? It's your house. What about the little boy in the blue? What is it? It's not his house? I thought the whole world was his house. The universe is his house. What is his hankar? So this is all hankar. False ego. I am here to serve Krishna. You are here to serve Krishna. We are here to serve Krishna together. And if Krishna sends us children, then all three of us are here to serve Krishna together. In the beginning, the child represents Krishna. So we both cooperate to serve the child as a representative of Shishu Krishna, Shishu Gopal. No one's the enjoyer here except Krishna. This is real. This is proper spiritual grihastha consciousness. Impossible to find, but this is... So now, Mahaprabhu says, Vishambhara, Tomas sabastani mora e parihar aji haite arapata nahika amar. I humbly apologize to all of you, my students. From today on, I will not continue with studies. Parihara means, I promise you, I swear, I accept, I appeal to you. In other words, from today on, the school is closed. Tomas Savakara Janrastane Chitalai Tanrastane Parami Dilana Nirbhai. I am giving you permission to study with whomever you like without fear. Krishna Vino Aravakya Naspurayamar Satyami Kahilana Chitta Apanar. No word other than Krishna manifest to me. This is the true state of my mind. Hallelujah. I wish that was the true state of my mind. This is the Adi Atmik Vichara consideration of this shloka in relation to me. But yes, I wish that was my state of mind. E bhola Mahaprabhu sabare kahiya dilena puntite dora ashu yuktahaya. After speaking in this way, Mahaprabhu tied up his books with tears in his eyes. Ashru yukta. His two eyes were holding tears. Dora ashru yukta. Shishyagana balena kariya namaskar amarao karilana sankapat tumar. After offering obeisances, the student said, we are also making the same resolution. Tomarastane je palilanami sab anastane karibaki granta anubhav. Now that we have studied under you, what can we learn from anyone else? Guru ravi chera tuka sarva shishigan kahite lagila sabe kariya krandan. Being afflicted due to separation from their teacher, all the students wept and began to speak as follows. Guru Viched. Viched means separation. Guru. Guru Viched. Sarva Shishigan. Dukkha Sarva Shishigan. All the students were unhappy. And all together they cried. And this is what they cried out. Somehow they're crying and speaking simultaneously. Tomaramukete jata shunila vakyan. May the explanations that we have learned from you remain in our hearts, birth after birth. Kashtani kiyara kiva padiban se bala tomahite jata janilan. Whom can we approach and what can we study? We are quite satisfied with whatever we have learned from you.
So they cried.
Hetabali prabhure kariya hata jod pushtake dilena sava shishya ganador. After speaking this way, the students offered respects to the Lord with folded hands, tied up their books with their ropes.
Haribali Shishigan Karilena Dhani Sabakole Kariya Kandena Dwijamani. The students loudly chanted, Hari Hari! Then the crest jewel of the thrice-born embraced everyone with tears in his eyes. What a beautiful way to close a school. We used to have a little phrase we sang every year at the end of school. No, what is it? No more school, no more books. No more teachers, dirty looks. So this is a different type of school. The school is closing and everyone's chanting, Hari Hari, and they're crying, and the teacher's embracing all the students warmly, and he's bathing them with his tears. It's beautiful. Dvijamani kandena, kariya kandena dvijamani. Sabakoli kariya kandena dvijamani. Shishagana krandan karina adomuke, dubilena shishagan. Parananda Suke. The students cried with their heads down, and they all, everyone merged in an ocean of transcendental bliss. Dubilena Shishigan Parananda Suke. Well, who wouldn't be happy when school closes? No more Sanskrit, no more Naya, Tarka, no more Tarka, Naya, Vyakaran, Kavi, Sabhogya. Just Hari Hari Bol, Hari Bol. The Lord, the teacher quit, and we quit, and we all quit together. Now we're in the chat and dance. Ruda Kanta Hailena Sarvashishigan Ashivada Kare Prabhu Sri Shachinandan. The voices of all the students, we get choked up. Ruda Kanta, then the Lord Shachinandan bless them all. So see, he didn't say Gora, he didn't say Vishambar, he didn't say Mahaprabhu Vishambar, he said Shachinandan. Because that's what mothers do. Mothers bless their children. So the students are children, as it says in Hari Bhakti Vilas, the guru should have a bhav, vatsalya bhav, motherly bhav, fatherly bhav, and all the students are his children. Right? This is what's told. So this is the... So Vrindavan Das Thakur is invoking those type of sentiments and those type of ideas by addressing the Lord as Sri Shachinandan, that beautiful, merciful son of Shachi, that mother of the students, that loving nourisher and blesser of the students. He's giving them Ashivad Kari Prabhu Sri Shachinandan. Who can give more mercy or blessings than a mother? She's the most merciful and gives the most blessings to the child every moment. Diva Seko Ami Jadi Haye Krishna Das Tabe Siddhau Tama Sabara Abhilash. Shachinandan said, if I have been the servant of Krishna for even one day, ek divas, Krishna das, then may all your desires be fulfilled. Sabara bilash. Tabe siddha hao toma. Siddha, perfection, fulfillment, realization. Sabara abilash. Right? Abilash. Tomara sakale laha krishnera sharan krishnaname purnahau sabara vadan. All of you take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, Krishna sharan. Sri Krishna sharanam mama. Sri Krishna sharanam mama. Sri Krishna sharanam mama. This is the Vallabhacharya's mantra. Sri Krishna sharanam mama. My only shelter is the lotus feet of Sri Radharani and Krishna, Sri Krishna, Radha and Krishna, Radha and Nathji is my only shelter. Sri Krishna, right? Sri Krishna means Radha and Krishna. So take shelter there at the lotus feet of the Lord, and may your mouth be filled with the names of Krishna. Sabara Vadana. Vadana means face, mouth. Sabara. Purna. Krishna name purna, completely filled, and nothing else. Niravadi shravane sunaha Krishna nam. Krishna hao toma sava kara dhana pran. Constantly hear the name of Krishna. May Lord Krishna be your wealth and life. Pran and dhan. So these are great blessings that we can also pray to Sachinandan, that we can also have the same ashirvad. We're also his students. He's also our teacher. He is our Shikshaguru.
He is our sampradayak guru of Gaudiya Sampradaya, Nimai Sampradaya, Gaudiya Sampradaya. And we are in his sampradaya. He is our teacher. He is also our guru. And we can also accept these teachings and also pray that these blessings will come to us, that this ashirvad will be ours. Our desires for serving Krishna will be fulfilled. Anyabhilashita. Sabara abhilash means anyabhilashita shunyam. We have no other abhilash but the prem seva of Radha. And they will take full shelter of Krishna's feet. And that our mouths will always be filled with the names of Krishna. And we'll always hear everywhere. Wherever we go, we'll always constantly hear the name of Krishna. And that we'll have no other wealth in this world. And no other energy or life or support. No other life support. We say life support systems. We'll have no other life support system. And no other wealth or possession or value. Nothing will be of value other than Krishna. Krishna's names. May Krishna be your life and wealth. Krishna hao toma sabakara dan pran. When you go in the hospital, if you're in very serious condition, they say, oh, we have him on life support systems. Life support system. Artificial air, what do they say? Breathing apparatus, breathing machine, giving him air, putting food inside with tubes. So our life support system is Krishna and Krishna alone. Jepadila se balara karya nai savi mele Krishna bali bhana ekatani. Whatever you have learned, that's enough. There's no need for further studies. Now, let us chant the names of Krishna together. So now the Lord is beginning his Sankirtan movement. Sri Krishna Sankirtan ki jai. Cheto Dharvana Marjanam Bhava Mahadavagni Nirvapanam Shreya Kaivravichanda Kavicharanam Vidyavaru Jivanam Anandam Budivardhanam Pratipadam Purnam Richaswaranam Sarvatmasnapanam Puram Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam Puram Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtan Kijai. So now it's beginning. Sankirtan, together glorifying Krishna, the students, the teacher, everyone. Krishna Kripaya Shastra Spuruka Sabar Tumi Sava Janma Janma Bandava Amar. By the mercy of Krishna, let the purport of all the scriptures be revealed to you. You are all my friends, birth after birth. Janma Janma Bandava Amar. Bandava. Dinabandhu. Bandava. Bandava means you're bound to me, you're tied to me, you're connected to me. You're part of me, birth after birth. Never was there a time when I did not exist, nor you, nor all these kings, nor in the future shall we ever cease to be. Nihabi. What was that verse? Natoeva humjitu nasham natram namim janadipa. The Krishna Kripaya Shastra Spuruka Sabar. So we can also pray, O Mahavru, O Sachinandan, by the mercy of Krishna, will you please bless me that the purport of all the scriptures will be revealed to me? Do you want this blessing? Yes, we want this blessing. We want the purport, the meaning, the essence, the Shastra Sara, Shloka Sara, the essence, the meaning, the Siddhanta, the Tattva, the Ras, the Bhav, Rasika Bhavuka. By the mercy of the Lord, one can become a Rasika and Bhavuka. Actually relish the real nectar and meaning of the Shastra. Relish, progress, and distribute. Prabhuramrita Vakya Shuni Shishyagana Paramananda manna hoila tattakshanna. On hearing the Lord's nectarian words, the students became filled with ecstasy. Amrit vakya. Shuni shishyagan. Amrit vakya. Nectar words. Paramananda manna tattakshanna. At that moment, tattakshan, at that very moment, just at the moment, tattakshan, of hearing his words, their minds flooded with ecstasy. Their minds, just like a waterfall, came in their minds. Came in their minds. Paramananda. Now, Vrindavan Das Thakur, and we also join Vrindavan Das Thakur, folding our hands and saying, Sei Sava Shishira Paya Mora Namaskar Chaitanyara Shishyatwe Haila Bhagya Janra. I offer my humble obeisances at the feet of those students who were sufficiently fortunate to become Lord Chaitanya's students. The author offers his humble obeisances at the feet of those most fortunate students, who as a result of heaps of pious activities, Krita Punya Punja, accumulated from many births, achieved the rare and comparable fortune of becoming Sri Vishambhara students. It's called Sadhana Siddha. So we can understand from this that one thing is, when approaching Shastra, there are different instructions given by the Acharyas, which is being indicated here by Vrindavanas Thakur. When we approach the Shastra, of course, first we offer obeisances to our Guru and Guru Parampara, and then we may recite some suitable prayers in glorification of that Shastra. Narayanam namaskritya naram cheva narottamam devim sarasvatim vyasam tato jaya mudirayat arnashtra pareshu badreshu nityam bhagavata seveya bhagavati tamashloke bhaktir bhaktir naishtaki. Some one or two prayers, selected prayers glorifying Shastra in general, spiritual Shastra, or that Shastra specifically. So Guru Pranam, Shastra Pranam. Then, what's indicated here, and what we've heard also from our well-wishers, is that we should offer obeisances to the chapter. Now I'm going to read chapter 31 of the 10th canto, Gopi Geet. So I offer my obeisances to Gopi Geet. Then I offer my obeisances to the author of this chapter, of this book, Srila Vyasadeva, which of course we've already mentioned in the Pranam prayer. But then I offer my obeisances to the speaker of this chapter, Sukadev Goswami. I offer my obeisances to the listener of this chapter, Parikshit Maharaj, or Suta Goswami, or Shonaka, who's ever speaking. Then I offer my obeisances to the personalities being described here, the gopis. Of course, the gopis are actually speaking. So I offer my humble obeisances to the gopis. And I offer my obeisances to the Prem Vishai of the gopis. Because every chapter has a Nayak and a Nayaka, a hero and a heroine. So I offer my obeisances to Sri Krishna. So in this very humble way, I offer my obeisances to the book, to the chapter, to the subject, to the author, to the hearer, to the listener, and to the subject itself. And I pray to all those persons and to the actual chapter itself, and I pray to the book that the purport and the teachings that are being revealed herein will be revealed in my mind and heart forever. So this is the system of approaching Shastra. It's very personal, and it's very humble, and it's very specific, and very conscious and conscientious. It's not that, okay, oh no, what's going on? Okay, what's going on? Okay, third canto, Kapila Shiksha. No, obeisances to Kapila, obeisances to Kardamuni and Devahuti, and serious. Hey, okay, Kapila Kiksha, okay, Kardamuni, whatever. No, it's like really praying, oh Kardamuni, you know, this is your son. No, Devahuti, you're so fortunate that you're sitting with there. Please take me under your feet. Please bless me. And this type of approach. Then you see what happens when you read Shastra. You see the magic. This is how we've been advised by our well-wishers. So we're passing on the advice to you in the mood of our well-wishers. And you can act accordingly. If you like it, you keep it. If you don't like it, then you give it back. One of our Acharya speaks like this. I have come to give you something very nice. If you like it, you keep it. If you don't like it, you give it back. I'll take it somewhere else. Se sava krishnanardasa janiha nishchai krishnanjari padayena seki anyahai. Vrindavanas Thakur said, know for certain that they are all eternal servants of Krishna. When Krishna himself is teaching them, can they be anyone else? So in the previous verse, he said they are very fortunate to become the Lord's Chaitanya students, Bhagya. And Chaitanya Shishatwe, the group of students, Shishya and Bhagya. So there's two things here. One thing is, there's many things here obviously, but one thing is that they are as Nityasiddha Parishads, because whenever the Lord descends, he, before he comes and while he comes, and even after he comes, he sends his eternal associates to take part in his pastimes. Sometimes he sends the demigods to come and join in Krishna Leela, or his personal associates from the spiritual world. Any number of devotees can come on the Lord's invitation and join the Lord's Leela for his happiness and for his teaching purposes. his internal happiness and relishment, and also for his external purposes of teaching and establishing Dharma. So what he's saying here, Vrindavan Das Thakur, it's a fact that these students are the internal associates of the Lord. When they're Nitya Siddha, they didn't do anything, they're always eternally perfect, and rather they're personal expansions of the Lord's body in many cases. But it also, because he's saying that they have had so many pious activities, it also is true that the sadhakas who are worshipping Gauranga in their bhajan and worshipping Radha and Krishna, they will someday become perfect. They will attain perfection, paramgati. They will attain prem siddhi. And in that perfection, they will realize their Gaur sarup and their Nitya Leela sarup and Gaur Leela as a Nitya Kishore Brahman in Gaur Leela. And they will attain their sarup in Braj Leela and Sakya Rupa or coward boy or in the mood of a mother, a father, Vatsalya Rati, this type of group, or Madhurya Rati, Madhura Rati as Mandri, Pran Sakhi, Nitya Sakhi. And then they will go take birth in Boma Vrindavan or Boma Navadvip, or both, rather. And they will grow up in Navadvip in the vicinity of Mayapur, Mahavu's birthplace. And they will, by chance, they will be enrolled in the school, the toll of Nimai Pandit, Vishnubhara Mahaprabhu, because they are sadhana siddhas, and now they have their sarup siddhi, or vastu siddhi, depends on how you look at it. And now they will be there in this pastime, and they will take part in Boma Vrindavan and Boma Navadvip when the Lord displays his pastimes in some material universe. And after that display is over, then they will go with the Lord to the spiritual world. So this is also possible, that someday, at the time of perfection, we may all be sitting there studying Sanskrit with the Lord and his traveling roadshow, take part in Boma Vrindavan. Because first the training is there in Boma Leela before one enters into Nitya Dham, Sweta Dweep or Navadweep, and Braja Gokul. We'll stop there. Any questions? Comments? Because of Bengali, the question is that some of the onlookers, because it was all on the doorstep of Ratnagarbhacharya's house, it was right on the street, it was a street happening. They had these street happenings, or street block parties. So right on the street, right on the sidewalk, in the foyer, the entrance of his house, the Brahma was reciting inside the house, and Lord Chaitanya came to the doorstep, and he immediately lost it. And the Brahman heard a crash outside, he went outside and saw it, and then Mahavir looks up at him with tears in his eyes and says, "Recite more, more, give me more, give me another shot. Give me another shot." So he got more verses. So then he's rolling around like a half dead animal or something in the dirt, sweating and perspiring and trembling, and everyone's watching, and dust is sticking to his body, and the tears are gushing out of his eyes, and people riding by on their bicycles and falling off, and the milkman's dropping his milk bottles, and everyone's going wild seeing this display. So then they have to think that it's something chamatkar. The word that's used is chamatkar. It's like, what is this? It's miraculous. It's otherworldly. It's out of this. What is it? What is it? Who is it? So usually when people see something amazing, they say, who is it? What is it? So then they conjectured that Purusha, well, it's some type of Purusha, means person, but not any kind of person I've ever seen. Have you ever seen anybody like this? Not me. How about you? Not me. What do you think it is? Well, it's nobody from the human level, and it's nobody from Navadvip, so it must be somebody from up there. Maybe some gods come down here. Maybe Narayan. Maybe it's Narayan. Purushara Narayanera. Maybe it's Narayan. Maybe he can do some weird stuff like that, roll around. I've never seen any human being do this. And this can't be Jagannath Mishra's son, because he's a pundit like us, and we all went to school together. We all studied together in Ganga Das's school, and we threw ink on each other, and we wrestled and jumped in the Ganga and ran all around and had a good time together. So it can't be him. There was nobody of this world. So that's what they conjecture. There must be Narayan. It must be some celestial. By saying Narayan, of course, Sanskrit has a lot of different meanings, and there's no purport in that verse. When you say some things like that, the word Narayan can mean that he's some celestial being. He's someone beyond us. He's someone transcendental, someone beyond. Not necessarily that it's Chaturbhuj Narayan.
That was my question as well.
they can mean that. In other words, he's ET or something. He's an extraterrestrial. That's ET. ET means extraterrestrial. Beyond it, terrestrial means Terra. Terra means Earth. He's beyond the Earth. He's some otherworldly being. Because there's no accounts of Narayan doing anything like this. Narayan's quite staid and ordinary in his behavior, predictable. He doesn't roll around the doorstep of anybody's house, flailing his forearms. Never read any account. Dropping his crown, dropping his chakra. He has a tight hole in that chakra. Only he lets it go at appropriate times. Only he pulls the trigger when he needs to. Like the gunman. The gunman's walking around all the time with a shotgun, but when he needs to, boom, then. So he's holding his trigger finger on the chakra. Question on Art of Chanting. Well, I think that type of chanting is not very pleasing to the Lord because it's inattentive. But generally, it's quite common here, especially. And when there's pot going on, Bhagavat pot or some pot by some acharya, then there's innumerable widows and bhavas sitting in the audience fingering your beads. And I would assume that they're counting the name because they also move their counter beads. It seems they're simply trying to keep track of their number or meet their quota, and they're considering that hearing the class is not a full service in itself. It's really not very proper, unless of course the guru has given them that instruction. Like for example, they may go to Guruji and say, Guruji, you've asked me to chant 2 lakhs a day and also attend the pot and do this and that and this and that. But I find that if I attend the pot, then I can't complete my 2 lakhs properly. Then Guruji may say, all right, you sit for the pot, you sit for the 2 classes, but in class you can, although it's not very good rounds, but at least you can count your rounds. Somehow if Guru's agya is there, then disciple is rightly situated. Otherwise, if it's only his own idea, then obviously he's inattentive to both. He's inattentive and offensive to the Harikatha, because he's not hearing with Ekman. Chitta, what does it say? Ekman. Shavane Ekaman. We should hear with one mind. That was what it was saying, that the students were listening to Shravane Ekaman. They were hearing Lord Chaitanya with one mind. So how can you hear the Bhagavad Gita at the same time chant japa? Either your attention's half here and half there, or all there and not there. So it's pretty obvious conclusion that so it's not a good thing to do. Sometimes I've seen in ISKCON is many people come to Mangalartik and chant japa. It's really common. Mangalartik's going and they're standing there. They're missing the point. They're missing the point. They don't understand that Mangalartik, there's a couple of things that are supposed to go on according to Shastra. One is that you absorb, you drink deeply the darshan of the Lord, and you can offer heartfelt prayers to the Lord at that time, which are usually some institutional prayers there. So you join in that prayer and you take darshan and then you dance for the pleasure of the Lord if so inspired. But at least this is, in other words, they say there's a time and place for everything. We have an expression in English. There is a time and a place, Kaladesha Patra. There is a time and place for everything. The temple, of course, we do all kinds of crazy things, but to stay awake. And it's been going on since the beginning of ISKCON. The Bhagavatam class is going on and people rolling chapatis in the back of the room. Or sewing, or tuning up their motorcycle, or whatever. Bring your motorcycle into the temple. Adjust the carburetor. Hey, I'm trying to give the Bhagavatam class. Keep it down a little bit. You know, don't rev it so much. No, Maharaj, this is for Sankirtana. This is my motor. You know, I'm tuning up my motorcycle for Sankirtana. Okay, but isn't it? I think it's tuned by now. I mean, anything practically goes. And this is maybe because it's a war zone, and in the war zone the rules and regulations get relaxed, and for preaching and whatever. But we should understand that it's not attentive hearing. It's not the way the sages listen to Shukadeva Goswami on the banks of the Ganga and Meerut or whatever, Namisharanya. So everyone can understand what is Am I doing the right thing now? Is this what I'm supposed to be doing? Is this what I'm supposed to be doing right now? Sleeping in the class? No, I don't think so. Is this the best way to attend Bhagavatam class? Of course, you'll see also, I heard on these Remembering Prabhupada films, they said, so when we would go to class, of course, we'd always do something during class to keep awake, but it was going on even when Prabhupada was there, people were licking envelopes and sewing things, sewing garlands, and even during Prabhupada's time, the lady was telling. Yeah, probably be giving class, and the ladies, we'd be doing something to keep ourselves busy and mainly stay awake. We'd make garlands. This is going on. So Prabhupada somehow, Prabhupada tolerated. He's the guru. He's giving the class. And he was allowing his own disciples to do extra things because knowing that if they don't do that, that's what she was saying. So we would do something to stay awake during class. We were really sleepy in the early days. So we would do something to stay awake during Prabhupada's class. We'd make garlands or this or that or so or whatever. So I guess the objective is to be awake at least. It's better to be awake and somehow hear, because if you're asleep, you don't hear at all. So at least if you're conscious, something's going inside your conscious brain. There is such a thing as unconscious hearing, but conscious is more concrete and more effective generally. So if you're at least conscious and awake, maybe doing something else, so your attention is not the best, but at least you're awake and not... You hear something for 5 minutes and you're out for 10 minutes and you hear for 5 minutes out. So if you're making a garland, you're hearing for 20 minutes. Something. Well, the best thing is to be fully rested and have a notebook and paper and you're taking notes, listening, taking notes and listening. You're absorbed. As I myself, I've also sat on that side many times, attending class. I mean, taken so many notes. When I would attend class at Prabhupada, I took notes because I'm a student. I like to be a student. I have some scar for taking notes. I'm still taking notes. I think I'll die with a pen in my hand and a notebook, taking notes. And they'll have to bury a pen and a notebook there, so I can continue taking notes. I guess in the spiritual world, I'll take notes with kunkum and use a peacock feather and kunkum and a lotus leaf to take notes. I'll pluck a lotus leaf and take the kunkum from my breast and mix it with water and then take a peacock feather and make ink and then write on a lotus leaf important points that Vishakha teaches me about serving Radharani or important points. Rupa, I have to take a note of that. Oh, you stupid, just remember it. Stop writing on the lotus leaf. As the teaching goes on there also, there's also shiksha going on. You're also learning there. We never stop. As soon as you stop learning, then you stop growing. That's a really good one. Can you show? That's a nice philosophy someone's presenting. Do they have some praman to support that? Examples from Shastra to support that? Because we when we hear something, Guru, Shastra, and Sadhu, Guru may say something or Sadhu may say something, but we want to see, is there some praman for that? Some backing, some support. So you can ask that person. Because the only support I can find from Shastra for hearing Harikatha is the example of the Bhagavat. And the Bhagavatam is the Shastra for the Bhagavats. The Bhagavat Gan, as Vrindavan Das Thakur calls the devotees, Bhagavat Gan. The group of, he's called the Bhagavat Gan. The group that studies Bhagavat. The group that makes the Bhagavatam their life and soul. The group that worships the Bhagavatam. Aradya Bhagavan Brajesha Tanyos. It says Srimad Bhagavatam Amalam Puranam and Amalam Gyanam. This is our book. We have no other book. This is our book, Bhagavatam. And now the Bhagavatam was also heard and spoken. So now let's look at the Bhagavatam itself. When the Bhagavatam was being spoken, the Bhagavatam class, the Harikatha was going on, there were people listening. What were they doing?
They were listening and asking questions.
Yes. Were they chanting japa? Were they rolling chapatis? Were they tuning their flower airplanes? They came in on flower airplanes. The devas were there. The gandharvas were there. The kinnaras were there. Ashwatthama Muni. Everybody was there. 80,000 sages and rishis, devas, kinnaras, kimpurushas. Everyone was there. And they said you could hear a pin drop. So someone argues, hey, nobody was silently chanting. We don't see any paintings of people with beanbags around their neck. You ever see paintings of the setting with of Sukrata? On Sukadeva Goswami, there's paintings of all the rishis and sages. Anybody going? No one has any beads. And they all have all kinds of beads. They chant all kinds of mantras, or 27 beads, and they have Rudraksha beads and so many kinds of beads. But everyone's just sitting there, and everyone's there in Padmasana, and doing some dhyan mudra, or holding some mudra or something, so they can hear with rapt attention. Eyes wide open, hearts wide open, minds wide open, ears wide open. Nothing else going on. This is the praman. This is the example from Shastra. And then you go to Gaurlila. You go to what do they call it? Tota Gopina, to the bagicha, the tota, the garden. How's everyone hearing there? No one's chanting japa there. Haridas Thakur, Namacharya is there. He's not chanting japa when Gadadhar is speaking. You don't even see him with a bead bag. He's just standing there in his kopins. You ever see the paintings? There's an original painting. It was commissioned by King Prataparudra of the scene itself. While it was going on, somebody was painting the scene. The painting is there in Puri. 500-year-old painting of the scene. Gadadhar is speaking Bhagavatam. And Lord Chaitanya is listening. And Gopinath Acharya is there, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is there. And no one has any feedback. Namacharya is there. You ever saw the painting? So many copies of it here and there. And Namacharya is chanting 3 lakhs a day. It only takes 14 hours, 12 hours, 14 hours. He's standing there in his kopins, holding onto a branch, listening a little bit of distance, because he's a Muslim, so he's keeping a little distance. Because they're all pundits and Brahmins sitting there, and Kshatriyas, King Pratibhruja. They're all high-class people. Kshatriyas and Brahmins and Acharyas, what to speak of being God, etc. Panchatattva. So he's standing at a distance. That's painted on, that was a Polaroid picture, that was a Polaroid camera, painting on scene. Live painting, not imagination. The artist was sitting there painting it. Very authentic. So they're hearing, rapt attention. So these are the examples, Shastra, Gaur Lila, Krishna Lila. We have to follow this. And you know, what about you go to Harikatha? You just went to Haridwar and you heard Harikatha for 7 days with Radha Govinda Swami. Everyone's chanting japa.
Maharaj even
didn't
like the fan's voice. He never even...
Doesn't even let the fan.
Mm-hmm. I mean, at least on top of him.
Yeah.
Nobody.
In the audience, they have fans.
Yeah.
Because they'll really fall asleep.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a fan. Yeah, I don't blame him because it disturbs me. You can't, because I'm when you're meditating, speaking Harikatha, your brain is it's very sensitive. And the wind, at least for me, maybe some acharyas or some teachers are much different, but for me, I can't. It really disturbs my life. There's. Mm-hmm.